Hunters have long known that Nebraska is an upland bird hunter's paradise. That hunter's paradise just got better with a new challenge. Joining us with more is John Locks of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. John, that new challenge is the Nebraska Upland Slam. Just what is the Nebraska Upland Slam?
You bet, Paul. The Upland Slam was a challenge that the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission and Pheasants and Quail Forever introduced to help promote the excellent mixed bag opportunities we have in our state. Nebraska truly has some unique upland bird opportunities, and the best part is many of which can be found on publicly accessible lands. The Upland Slam itself is quite simple. Hunters must harvest all four of the primary upland game bird species. This includes ringneck pheasants, northern bobwhite quail, greater prairie chickens, and sharp-tailed grouse.
In case someone wants to enter this, John, to be a part of the Nebraska Upland Slam, what needs to be done to enter?
The first step is to visit our website, which is outdoornebraska.gov/UplandSlam, and you set up an account. Once you've logged in, you'll be asked to upload a photo and enter some details about the first bird you harvested. Once you harvest another one of the four bird species, you log in and repeat the process. So I submitted two entries on Sunday night, and it only took about 30 seconds.
John Locks of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is talking with us right now about the Nebraska Upland Slam as the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission teams up with Pheasants Forever and Quails Forever. In addition to some good bragging rights with this Nebraska Upland Slam, John, are there some prizes to be won?
Yes, there are. Hunters that successfully complete the Upland Slam during the 2018-19 season will receive an official pin and certificate and will also be entered for a chance to win prizes sponsored by Pheasants and Quail Forever, including the grand prize, which is a Browning Silver 12-gauge shotgun.
This is the first year for the Nebraska Upland Slam, and it just started. Have you had some good numbers with entries so far?
Yeah, I just pulled the numbers this morning, Paul, and as of this morning, we've had 248 entries submitted by a total of 136 hunters. Over half of these birds were harvested on public lands throughout the state. Our prairie grouse season started back on September 1st, and we had a number of hunters harvest both prairie grouse species. This past weekend was the pheasant and quail opener, so this offered the first opportunity for hunters to actually complete the slam. So far, we've already had 10 people successfully complete the slam, and we expect that number to continue to grow throughout the season.
Nebraska always seems to be very popular with hunters for upland bird hunting. Why do you think that's true?
Upland hunting is a long-standing tradition in Nebraska that really brings family and friends together each fall. We live in a very diverse state that offers some unique upland bird hunting opportunities. Here in Nebraska, pheasants are by far the most popular game bird, but I feel that many of our other upland bird species are often overlooked. Over the past several years, Nebraska's quail population has expanded following several consecutive mild winters. Historically, their range in Nebraska was limited to southeast and south-central Nebraska, but there's currently huntable numbers in many areas of the state. Nebraska is also a stronghold for greater prairie chicken and sharp-tailed grouse populations. We have some great public land resources in our state, and I hope the Upland Slam brings about more awareness of these opportunities.
John, to help hunters in the Nebraska Upland Slam, are there some resources available to help them compete?
Our Upland Slam website is a good place to start. It provides some good information on the upland bird species, including the life history information, distribution maps, and hunting tactics. However, I'd say the main question I receive from hunters is where to go, where to hunt. The Public Access Atlas is the best resource for those looking for public hunting opportunities in Nebraska. This publication displays over 1 million acres of federal, state, and private lands open to public hunting access throughout the state. The 2018-19 Public Access Atlas is available at Game and Parks offices and vendors throughout the state and can also be found on our website, which is outdoornebraska.gov/Public Access Atlas.
Thank you very much, John. That was John Locks of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission talking about the Nebraska Upland Slam. Once again, if you'd like more information, you can go to outdoornebraska.gov/UplandSlam. I'm Paul Perkins on the Rural Radio Network.